for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 9th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. So far, the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections has not impacted flights at the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport. While Alaska Airlines does fly 737s in and out of the airport, it does not currently use that version. There have been flight cancellations at SFO and San Jose due to the FAA requiring additional inspections before allowing the aircraft back in the sky. Authorities say an explosion at a historic Texas hotel in Fort Worth on Monday injured 21 people and trapped some in the basement before they were found by rescue crews. One person was in critical condition. Officials believe it was some kind of gas explosion, as the 20-story Sandman Signature Hotel was under construction and some reported smelling gas before that explosion. For those that visit Nick's Cove and Marshall, you will notice something missing on your next visit. The boat shack at the end of the pier was destroyed by fire on Sunday. The shack housed memorabilia, knickknacks, Christmas decor, even a piano. It was a popular destination and hangout along the coastline. The owners say they do plan to eventually rebuild the boat shack in the future. In sports, Michigan beat Washington last night 34-13 to win their first national football championship since 1997. And after 27 years, Tiger Woods and Nike have parted ways. Your forecast: we do have some light rain moving in this morning, then a little clearing for the afternoon, only looking for about a tenth of an inch of rain or so. Highs in the mid-50s. It will be breezy this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with another chance of showers by morning. Expect showers through the day tomorrow. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Rainey with the Poly Class Foundation. We've been keeping kids safe for over 30 years, and as part of this mission, we invite you and your middle school children and students to a free social media safety event at the Poly Class Community Theater in Petaluma. Mark your calendars for Sunday, January 14th. The event starts at 5:30, is free and open to the public, and the presentation includes sandwiches from Jersey Mike's for children, students, parents, educators, and guardians who attend. You will hear from experts about how to keep kids safe online and in the real world. Reserve your seats for you and your middle school-age children and students today at polyclasstheater.org or by calling 707-769-1334. See you Sunday, January 14th, 5:30 p.m. at the Poly Class Community Theater, 417 Western Street in Petaluma. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Rip City Riders, Hansel Auto Group, and Jersey Mike Subs. We appreciate your support.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
2.7 The Wolf. Well, after 7 o'clock, it's Rockin' Ricky Michaels. I got a whole laundry list of great stuff on the way for you this hour. Night Rangers coming up. Also, Leonard Skinner in the mix. Pat Benatar, some Queen, as well as U2, the Goo Goo Dolls, Eddie Money, and Fleetwood Mac on the way. Plus, we're going to rewind the year 1976 as well. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Like to get my love caught in the slamming door. baby. Been a fool before, wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? Oh, I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information, please?
Motor. okay. But you're motoring. Yeah, motoring.
102.7 The Wolf.
All right, time to get another look at that commute. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Better news in Fulton. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Wendy's. Southbound 101 just past River Road. We had an overturned vehicle off to the right side. That has been cleared. Traffic moving very well. Southbound 101 leaving Petaluma. The early bird Marin commute in full swing. Solid brake lights from Castania getting into the Novato Narrows. Plan on 31 minutes getting to Central San Rafael, Petaluma to the Golden Gate, about 41 minutes. North 101 still looking good into and through downtown Santa Rosa. Wendy's breakfast, 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles, lets you choose your perfect duo from your fave four, like a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary, not valid in a combo, single item at regular price. I'm Lisa Carr. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker.
Rewinds 1976.
Melvin Dumar says Howard Hughes' will, leaving him $100 million, has made his life a living nightmare. The latest workshop craze sweeping the nation. Assertiveness training. In Sonoma County, 10,000 show up at the 4-H annual Chicken Cube with a Frisbee exhibition by several experts from SSU. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this. As the Wolf Rewinds 1976.
You're still the one that makes me proud. Still the one.
Tell the One and Orleans on America's Greatest Hits, 102.7 The Wolf. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. I hope you're off to a good start on this Tuesday. I don't know if you heard about this or not. A naked Alabama man did a cannonball into one of those giant aquariums at the Bass Pro Shops. He is being held overnight for observation, and he's being charged with one count of impersonating a Florida man.
Slashed and torn.
On 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 9th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. With several weather systems moving into Sonoma County today and tomorrow, many residents wondered if Santa Rosa and other towns would be opening warming centers. So far, that is a no. The policy for extreme weather requires three consecutive days with overnight lows below 32 degrees, or three nights with extreme rain or weather events. While it will be chilly Thursday and Friday mornings, neither of those conditions will be met, so no warming centers or additional shelters will open across Sonoma County. A new California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places was once again blocked from taking effect Saturday, as a court case challenging it continues. Saturday.